Hello. So I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I recorded the next episode that's coming out next week before this one, so I had the whole I'm back energy in that one. So sorry I don't have that energy for you for this Breeds episode, but I am gonna give y'all a book review really quick. I recently read Your Dog is Your Mirror, The Emotional Capacity of Our Dogs and Ourself by Kevin Behan. So sorry if I mispronounce that. So it was interesting to say the least. Basically his whole theory was that dogs' sole purpose was to be an emotional receptor, and that's how they learn, is based off of the emotion that you put off. So whether it's anger, sadness, happiness, they feed off of that emotion and that's how they react. And he kind of basically gave like an example. He gave an example of how whenever you go to like pet a dog and they turn around and give you their butt first, it's because head on with you, it was too strong of an emotion, so the dog had to turn around. And that was because it was like trying to force a positive magnet with a positive magnet. It just worked. And it was an interesting theory. There's some parts of it where I was like, okay. But I personally can't see how dogs don't have thoughts from a trainer's perspective, because I watch the wheels turn in the dog's eyes as they are figuring things out, and I just personally can't find a reason why dogs wouldn't have a thought, and that's just my personal thing. But that was just something that absolutely baffled me, this book did, and I'm not gonna lie when I say that I did not finish it. So maybe he had said more after that, but 6 hours into listening to that book, I got halfway through and decided I can't. So maybe one day I'll finish it and I'll tell y'all if his theory differs in any way, but right now that was just a doozy of a book. So if you feel like questioning people, go check out that book. But yeah, this is a long enough intro. I'm so sorry, guys. Let's dive into the breed of this week. So I saw one of these at the park the other day and decided I wanted to do an episode about them. I also just realized that I have been saying the breed name all wrong. once you listen to next week's episode, it'll make so much sense. You'll just be like, Katie, we know by now. So I've always called them Vizslas. But it's come to my attention that it's Vizsla. So I don't think I was that far off. this is a breed that a lot of people don't really know unless they own one or are into hunting. At one of the clinics I worked for, we had a pair that came in all the time for boarding. And they were so, so sweet. But insanely energetic. Like constantly, let's go, 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 let me out, let's go outside, let's play, let's jump on my brother, let's fight, let's, just constantly going, but they're really so sweet and soft, surprisingly, with their coat. But, so, Vizslas derive from the, I'm so sorry, you all, I swear, I suck at pronouncing, so you're just gonna have to stick with me, just, I'm not going to talk about it anymore after this episode and next week's episode. Y'all are just going to have to know. Magyar Cavalry's Red Dogs is where the Vizslas derive from. They were used in the mid-800s The Hungarian nobles bred them into an all-purpose hunting breed who became the Vizslas we have today. Hint the name Hungarian Pointer that they're also called, also known as. They came into America in the 1950s when the first one was smuggled in by a U.S. State Department employee. The breed became recognized by AKC in the early 2000s. Vizslas, by standard, are deep red or golden rust color. They're very ginger. Like, they are kind of a bright orange color. So a deep red, I haven't seen a deep red. So I guess that bright orange is the golden rust, but can be within variation of that red. So like I said, the bright orange, lighter or darker, but must be reddish tint. White markings aren't standard and can be a disqualification for showing. They have very short hair, similar to what I would say, like, close to a Pitty or a Doberman. That's about the hair length of them. They have an average shedding level. I would place them close to a Pitty as well on that level. Just little tiny hairs everywhere. They are considered a medium to large breed, standing at 21 to 24 inches tall at the shoulder. I used to always call it the point of shoulder because I did like 2 equine classes in college, and that's the terminology that stuck on my head. But it's to the top of their shoulder. If you take off their head, that's how tall they are. They weigh 44 to 60 pounds. I put the female and the male's weight together. So for a female, you can expect her to be on the lower end of that scale. And for a male, you can expect them to be on the higher end of that scale. They have a life expectancy of 12 to 14 years. Y'all already know how I feel about life expectancy at this point. It's a estimate. It's an average. It's a range. I don't ever hold life expectancies to heart because I know dogs, breeds that are life expectancy are like 10. And there's like some 20-year-old old man dog that's still going, okay? So don't always take life expectancies to heart, okay? So continuing. These aren't long ones. These aren't supposed to be long. It's supposed to be your break for the week. These guys have very slender, long-legged, thin bodies with like a kind of a deeper chest. This to make them agile and ready to go. Their head shape reminds me of a thin face spaniel, like less jowly spaniel. Smaller snout is what I really wrote, but some spaniels have really big jowls. People probably confuse them as a mixed breed just due to their unpopularity. I hardly ever see them. I think I've seen 3 in my whole 22 years of living. Not to out my age, but I've only seen 3 that I know of. They're super friendly dogs, loving to people, kids, and other dogs. Like I said at the beginning of the episode, very energetic and playful and super bouncy. The ones at the clinic with, like, these were 6-foot doors on top of the clinic kennels already being a good 5-6 inches off of the floor. So, yeah, and they were just bouncing up all the way to the top. They're just super bouncy, super energetic. They are very eager to please, but they need a strong hand in training and constant work. Definitely give this dog a job. Definitely perfect for a hunting home. Just give him something to do. With all that energy, it would just be a waste to be a dog at home. And I think that you would run into a lot of similar traits to other working dogs, where they become destructive when not given a job or not given something to do. So just avoid that all in all by doing them right from the get-go. I would not recommend this breed to a new owner, to somebody that's never had a dog before. not unless you have ties to a trainer and you're ready to put in the work and give them the job, take them hunting, take them to do something, you know. Despite how lovable they are, they're so lovable, but they need more than occasional walks and couch potato lifestyle. Testing look for when looking to get the breed from a breeder. OFA for the hips, at least. Eye and thyroid evaluations are recommended for the parent dogs before you get them. Of course, OFA as well. Those are the main three that came up when I was looking on the OFA website. So definitely just do your research on additional testing and what exactly you need to be looking for in those eye and thyroid evaluations. But that's really it. That is my Vizsla. That is my breakdown of this breed for y'all. Not a super long episode this week. Next week, we have what I've been dying to talk about. Y'all are tired of hearing it, so I recorded it first, obviously. And so we're going to get that out the way. We're going to talk about DCM, dilated cardiomyopathy, and its association to canine diet. Following that, another breeds episode. And then after that episode, we're going to tune into why dogs have dew claws. Because why shouldn't we talk about that? Follow me on Instagram at Just Dogs Podcast. You can find me on Facebook at Just Dogs. That's my podcast and training page because I rebranded. Stay tuned for all that information. You can follow me on Twitter at Just Dog Podcast. You can go check me out on Patreon. I'm still figuring all that out, but I have not had a Patreon yet, so feel free to be my first one, and I will 100% give you a shout out. I'll link all the information, all of the ads and everything in the description of this episode. It's super important that you at least follow me on Instagram for next week, because I'm going to be posting graphs and images and so on that page for y'all to see some of the cases that I talk about that are associated with that whole topic. But yeah, like I said, short episode this week, just a quick one that you can listen to on your lunch break. Not even on your lunch break. This is short enough to be one you listen to on your just normal 15-minute break. So yeah, with that being said, I will let y'all go. You'll have a great day, great night, great life. Love y'all. Bye.